With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Americans are more than a little worried about grocery prices.
The vast majority of U.S. adults are at least somewhat stressed out about the cost of groceries, a new poll finds, as prices continue to rise and concerns about the impact of President Donald Trump's tariffs remain widespread. About half of all Americans say the cost of groceries is a major source of stress in their life right now, while 33% say it's a minor source of stress, according to the poll from the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research. Only 14% say it's not a source of stress. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Democratic lawmakers in Texas have left the state to prevent a vote on redistricting that could give Republicans five new seats in the U.S. House. At a news conference after the Texas House was unable to establish a quorum, Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs urged absent Democratic lawmakers to return to the state.
There are multiple things the Texas House is working on and should be working on at this time. Pursuant to the Constitution, the governor gets to set the agenda, and the Constitution says the members of the legislature shall show up to do their jobs.
Meanwhile, California Democrats are weighing new political maps that could slash five Republican-held House seats in the liberal-leaning state while bolstering Democratic incumbents in other battleground districts. Lawmakers have left Washington for the annual August recess, but a few weeks of relative quiet at the U.S. Capitol can't mask the partisan tensions that are brewing on government funding and President Trump's nominees. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 585 points. The Nasdaq rose 403. This is SRN News. Another medical facility will stop performing sex change operations on kids.
Add Children's Hospital at Virginia Commonwealth University to the growing list of healthcare businesses that are abandoning transgenderism rather than lose their federal funding. The Virginia Hospital will also stop giving puberty-blocking drugs to kids who want to live as the opposite sex. President Trump has vowed to pull taxpayer dollars from any medical facility that helps youngsters assume another sexual identity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several elite U.S. colleges have made deals with President Trump's administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania have reached agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and the promotion of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. China has taken a firm stance against U.S. demands that it stop buying oil from Russia and Iran or face a possible 100% tariff.
However, both countries still signal goodwill in negotiating a trade deal after 2 days of talks in Sweden. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent acknowledges China's position on oil purchases, but suggests an overall trade deal remains likely. China has shown confidence in playing hardball when dealing with the Trump administration, especially when trade is linked to its energy and foreign policies. John Scott reporting.
The owners of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge near Baltimore, Maryland, are suing the company that built the vessel, alleging negligence in the design of a critical switchboard on the ship. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.